both of your girlfriends show up for dinner?
Time to play it cool with the voice of Nassau Community College.
90.3 WHPC.
Every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m.
CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Tuesday, February 8th, and all I gotta say is good day, sir. This is your daily hip-hop podcast, man, that you need in your life, you know that. We got a lot to discuss, man. Albums to dissect, talking Yo Gotti, CM10 free game, breaking down a little bit of tracks and all that we got to talk about. I'm loving it. I'm really actually loving this project so far. So we are definitely breaking that down. And before we get started, I don't ask for much. Please, if you can, leave a comment or whatever, 5-star rating or whatever you think may be fair. Most importantly, please, please, please share this episode so we can build the educated tribe that we need. And also, I can try to keep this thing going on a daily basis. Me, I'm feeling good today, man. I'm actually feeling really good that I actually got an episode out yesterday. It's beyond me. I was so nervous. It wasn't even funny. I got such good feedback. So I figured I'd try again today. You know, I do this every week on the actual radio, but for some strange reason, this is much more nerve-wracking. Shout out to my guy, Ron, of the Cigars and Whiskey podcast, and my guy, Wong, told me I did okay. So now we are here. I do want to lead with why I'm upset. I'm a little upset today. So I finally got a chance to get some media seats for this Brooklyn Drip concert. Favio Four and Rowdy Rebel, Sleepy Hollow, a couple extras. I get an email like, yo, shit's canceled. For no fucking reason, with no explanation, the shit is just canceled. I was so freaking hyped. This is like the first event of the year that I get a chance to be so close, get some great footage. Shit just gets canceled. I wonder if it has anything to do, strangely, with the effects of the drill music itself. I'm sure you guys already heard about DJ Drewski and pulling the plug on this subgenre of music. You know, a lot of these young and upcoming entertainers, man, are getting gunned down. So I'm guessing that could possibly have something to do with it, but I'm definitely looking for a motherfucking explanation. All right. Or just give me my bread. Make sure my bread come back in full. Yeah. So I don't know why it just seemed to get canceled. Now, look, I got a secret little freestyle I kind of wanted to share with you. That's what this shit is about. You know, it was interesting, man, picking this freestyle for today, because we go through Yo Gotti's freestyles, you're like, So I had it my way. Picking what I want. Let's do this Nas DJ Clue. Come on. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
A drug dealer's dream. Flip his last key, get out the game. Cause entertainment money now is off the chain. I put blunts in niggas' caskets, lost in the game. I learned to love pain, bodies burnt in the drug game. But I'm never gonna die. I never heard of death, energy can never be destroyed. Only the flesh of when you niggas try to murder me with bullets to my head. This is why you can't kill me, niggas, I'm already dead. Bring it, I'm busting bodies, fall in the cemetery. Black blood raining on the street, all you niggas buried y'all. Niggas that just came home, fresh out the state, Greens, 5-time felons, thank you jailing in Queens. It's pitiful, what a big could do, especially federal. Y'all young thugs, Wallace in prison, got a bed for you waiting. I clapped at Satan, but thought I was dreaming. I woke up, masturbating in a bed with demons. demons. I cried with every bit of strength in my small body. This is the life I chose. Under God, I'm tiny. Hard to find me. I popped up, locked shop up. You can't be I. See, I'm eternal, not luck. You get shot up, boxed up next for the grave. Your flow is one dimensional. Your level is second grade. You on top, what? Copy and fuck, I said it first. You repeat it. Your false crown covered in dirt. Defeated. Y'all niggas all hell. The king is dead. He running like a bitch with his tail between his legs. Still mad, still eye for eye. Wanna be God? You just the next rapper to die. Fucking with Nas.
Yeah,
that's right, man. It's Nas I-49 freestyle off the Best of Clue freestyle joints, Volume 2. You know what I'm saying? That's pure, pure, pure history right there. Yeah, I do what I want. I do what I want. My man Afghan had something to say about my 2 Chainz freestyle that I played yesterday. So I had to make sure I was in his good graces. All right. Special, man. Happy 36th birthday to rapper, singer, producer, one hell of a drum player, Anderson. Let me take these headphones off. Anderson, don't forget the dot. Pack. California native has really been around a while. Telling you, a while, guys. First project, Ventura. Released 2014 through Empire. Empire Distro, Young Kazi. Guy's been putting in the work. Anyway, he was kind of really giving his stripes as Dr. Dre called him up to help with that Compton project, you know, for the movie. Straight Outta Compton joint. Since then, total like reinvention. Total career switch. Now, I love when artists transform their career. Like when they the CeeLo Greens of the world, you know, they start somewhere and you know them and you love them there. And then they just unleash some side talent and you're like, wow. CeeLo bust that good move on y'all. Had us like, wow, this guy's don't even rap anymore, CeeLo. But anyway, Andy is in that particular space. Except with Machine Gun Kelly. I'm still trying to accept that. But anyway, 4-time Grammy Award winner, has been on the chart, like the Hot 100, basically the full year. The whole full year. Even scored a number one record with the guy Bruno Mars. Let's wish a quick happy birthday to Andy Pack, man. CUNY Radio.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Tried to tell niggas in 2012, nigga. Working hand to hand and no avail. Volume 1 was too heavy for you frail niggas, so I got lean like codeine and pills. It's the visionary in the vintage Chevy. It's been a while, but wow, you still care. Free Nash till they pass out obituaries and bold caps. Your bitch ass was not there. And I could do anything but move backwards. The hardest thing is to keep from being distracted. My big sister still claiming me on the taxes. Tell Uncle Sam I just need a second to add this. Gave my mama 10 racks and she packed and went to chew mash with it. Could dribble the worth and gave me half of it. Half of it I tucked in the back of the air mattress. A quarter stash was stashed in the box with the Air Maxes. The rest got lost in sacks with my wife in no BM. Whack niggas dropping links in my DM. Bad bitches up and down the nigga TL. I'm glad that you finally made it to the future, but you late and the price is through the motherfucking roof. If you want, you could wait outside the building, I ain't taking no more meetings.
Stepped in the water, water was as cold. She healed my body, but not in my soul.
I bring you greetings from the First Church of Boom Baptist, United Fellowship of Free Nationals. Residing pastor is Die Pack, and the First Lady is a bad bitch with slanted eyelids and thick asses, sunglasses. Martin Luther King fan for you bitch niggas sweating on my patent leather. Pressure turning featherweight into a Cinderella. I ain't seen the ground in days since I grew with fellas. You do one better. Word to the liquor that killed my grandpa liver. I know you finally proud of niggas smiling. For every 100 niggas that came and gone missing. Only a handful will go the distance. I swear I seen this shit coming as if I was living up under the plumbing while niggas was riffing and mumbling about what they could do. I was kicking gumbo, whipping the voodoo. I was in the jungle running with Zulus. We was looking past the struggle while life was moving so fast. You had to be sharp as a Ginsu. To the top of the food group, doing what I want and how I should too.
CUNY Radio, my guy Andy Pack, featuring BJ the Chicago Kid. The waters, man. You know what's so crazy? That Malibu project in general was just dope. Shout out to my guy Andy Pack, man. Happy birthday, baby. Happy 36th birthday. It's a beautiful time to celebrate. Let's talk about this Kanye West brunch. Crazy, right? So aside from his marriage and stuff like that being all the fuck in the way, I could give a shit about his marriage. That's what my guys at Cigars and Whiskey Podcast do. But Ye is also focused back on presenting his Sunday service. The other day in Los Angeles, the billionaire mogul had a sit down with all or most, well, the most important that is, black journalists for his thing he called the Future Brunch. You know, the brunch included conversations about building equality and representation for black media. In particular, West concentrated on the idea of controlling his own narrative. That sounds like some Kanye shit right there. Let me get all you niggas in the room, treat y'all nice, so y'all could be nice to me. Okay, let's all be nice. Should have gave out some free kicks. Everybody would have been good. But also, I think that's a good way to kind of use your resources. I know it's never really been done like that before. You know, they have, but they're the tastemakers. You know, black media are the tastemakers. They control the cool. Well, I control the cool, but they control it for now. So I will say that it's a dope chess move, but I also want to say, yay, don't get kind of fooled by that. You know what I'm saying? Don't expect to hate to stop, though. Yay, it's still coming, and damn it, it's coming for me because I wasn't invited. Listen, anyway, black executives from Amazon Studios, Fox, Soul, BET, and Spotify were all in attendance. All right, let's see if we get some better media attention coming from Yay. He's already pulling on the heartstrings of us black men who get shitted on when it comes to seeing our kids or keeping up with our kids and baby mama drama and shit like that. So I think it was a smart move. Let's see how it pans out for him.
Yeah. I'm tight right now, B. Spent my whole day listening to this Yo Gotti album. Wrote a nice review. Lost a note. I'm heartbroken, B. My heart is broken. So I'm gonna try my best, okay? Bear with me. My heart is definitely broken. Okay. First things first. Shout out to Gotti, man. This guy is one hell of an executive. Ain't he? Got a couple big names in the game right now. A couple big names in the business. Killing him with Moneybagg, yo. Killing him with ESTG. Killing him with 42 Doug. Shit, even still got Black Youngsta out here, man. Shout out to this guy for having what a dope eye for talent. You know what I mean? All right. Announcing his retirement, man. Late last month, after 2 decades in the booth. This right here will make album 11. CM10, Free Game. CMG, Inevitable 2 Records. Must be like a new imprint or something he's working on. Double disc, man. Double disc. A lot to digest. Guests on the project, who I mentioned before, you know, his home, the home team, Kodak Black, Shinsia, even on a record. So already top one of my top hustling rappers. This project felt, I don't know, like the Statue of Limitations or something was up. Cause Gotti was out here telling tales. One track he spoke about the first time he met Jeezy, where they was talking about the the candy. You know, in my mind, Jeezy has sold a million bricks. Okay? Even if it's not true, it's just better. It's funner if I believe that Jeezy has sold a million bricks. Okay? It's just in my book. So I realized Gotti's a lifetime hustler as well. You know, over the last couple of projects, I just, you know, I'm a little late on the Yo Gotti train. I ain't gonna hold you. Story he tells about being out in the Hamptons, Long Island shit. I'm like, okay, this guy's out here moving. I feel like a lot of his lyrics were extremely down to earth for some reason. I don't know why I'm getting that feeling, like down to earth, making sense. Like even his stunting was like purposeful stunting. It was real motivational. Real motivational piece of work, man. I gotta say, real grown man street raps. Gotti in my book is kind of like, you know, how I treat Lil Boosie, where for some reason they give just a little bit more every project. Guess that's one of the roots to longevity. You know what I mean? Give a little bit. I thought the production was super colorful as well. I think he had extremely, you know, it all worked out kind of. You know, it wasn't one particular sound, I would say. One of the better produced albums I've heard in a while. So, you know, listen, man, it's what I got to do. This intro, man, he came on talking shit. You hear what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to do. It's a lot of sub energy. I don't want to entertain that. But he did bring some clarities to the rumors. Let's get to it, man. Collect calls. Yo, Gotti. CM10. Oh. Free game.
Just got a call from the streets. They say we miss you bad. Just got a call from the streets. They say don't go out bad. Just got a call. Say what you say. You know they on your ass. Just got another 20 mil. I'm about to blow it fast. I've been selling legal pounds. Yeah, I can grow it fast. I'm talking exotic grass. You niggas smoking trash. You niggas know that I crash. Before I ever go outside, kept me riding with 250 shots for your ass. Don't ever mention me unless it's big, big, big. Only God knows the shit I did. And every dollar I make for my kids. Yeah. Ring, two-way call. Damn, I miss Cease, I really miss my dog. Ring, three-way call. Got niggas on max, I can't miss they call. Ring, two-way call. Ring, three-way call. Ring, four-way call. When the streets on your line, you can't miss that call. Maybe you nigga forgot who I am, and maybe you need a reminder. Look, got it from the ridge, cause the palm had been thugging since a minor. Still gotta take niggas back on my journey. Niggas studied me, but didn't learn me. Niggas crossed me, tried to burn me. Bitch betrayed me, but didn't hurt me. Little pussy ass nigga play a game, shit hurt me. I saw a real nigga make a statement, that shit hurt me. I'm from the 901, I'm from the 901, you know what that mean. Ain't no fuck shit in my blood, and ain't no fuck nigga on my team. Every nigga in my city with it, every nigga sign with me got millions. Love my niggas, I get my kidney. One in the head, I keep it with me. I be on the Zoom, a comms call, then a collect call. I be talking to the head of a label, yeah. Then a jail call, nigga.
Ring, two-way call. Damn, I miss Cease, I really miss my dog. Ring, three-way call. Got niggas on max, I can't miss they call. Ring, two-way call. Ring, three-way call. Ring, four-way call. When the streets on your line, you can't miss that call.
I think it's rating time. I could say this, man. I truly, truly, truly enjoyed this project. I can't front, I must say. But I worried it's a lot to give a non-listening culture. He did rely, you know, he didn't rely on beats or flash or whatever the case was. It was really about the bars and concept songs and straight hustle man raps. You know what I mean? I think this one will still be kind of on my mind towards end of year time. And I'm changing my ratings, right? We're going 1 to 5. 1 being Waste, 5 being John Blaze. And for Gotti, CM10 free game. I think I'm gonna go 3
1.8. Because you know why? It's early in the year, so I don't want to go for 4 yet because I'm not really sure. I can revisit this. But it's really, really close to a 4 because I think a lot of effort went into this. Not a ton of features, except for this, for the home team. And it's on a double CD. I think he did extremely well. Gotti put a, and you know what? On another note, Gotti also pulled a real, real, real boss move by putting a spin on one of his records. Initially, he had fans put a verse on the Dollar for Dollar single. Posted some saying he was actually offering the deal to the winner. He raised the bar by then saying he's giving universal clearance. That means anyone could take the beat, do what they want, even put it on their DSPs, which is the streaming services, Apple, Spotify, yada, yada, yada. And he's saying that the artist can keep the bread. He owns the overall master. So it's only really so much you can do, but I do respect the hustle. I think it's a great promotional tool and should allow, you know, some more heat to get spun around this record. So I guess my final rundown, Yo Gotti CM10, 3.8. I'm going to settle on a 3.8 because I do believe that this has a small potential to have some staple. It's so early. It's so early in the game. But I think I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed by this body of work. Yo, man, before we dip, I got to spread a little bit more history on your head top. Today, 22 years ago, revolutionary rap group Dead Prez dropped their debut. Let's Get Free. Loud Records we talking, man. Shout out to Loud Records. Shout out to Steve Rifkin, man. Instrumental in so many careers. Although, now the album was not critically acclaimed. Are you surprised? Are you surprised? But we all know it became a classic in our neighborhood, right? Of course, man, it had its backdrop of racial equality and, you know, detention. Same thing. That's a guan right now. But, you know, the world couldn't be too far behind us. Rolling Stone gave this joint 4 stars, man. He even got a nice little 3.5 mics in the source. That's good out of 5. Had my joint on there. Remember that? My Sex. And, of course, you know, the instrumental we bumping right now. Oh, you know what was sneaky, too? That assassination with Lord Jamar. I like that, too. But I tell you one thing, man, if you got some time, please go stream some Dead Prez. Let's Get Free. Shout out to M1, Stickman. Keep doing your thing. Shout out to Brooklyn. Go bump some Dead Prez, man. Listen to that Gotti. Bump some Dead Prez. You understand? Yo, I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. You can find me on the Voice of Nassau Community College every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., where I'm playing it cool. I got some playlists for y'all. They on YouTube. All right? We got all the freshest videos that come out right in the line for you so you can just run it back. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Podcast. They go live every Friday, 9 p.m. from their Instagram account at Cigars Whiskey. And now they're on YouTube. Oh, we moved it, baby. You see how we rolling in these streets. Listen, from me to you, have a super great day and party responsibly. CUNY Radio.
That was so cool.
And now, a quick word from our sponsors.
So what's the scenario? It's a hip-hop-based card game for 4 to 8 players. Players take turns drawing from the white deck. If a scenario card is drawn, the scenario is read aloud and everyone else answers with their most appropriate artist. The white deck also contains discards. When discards are played, one player challenges another to a battle. Using dice that have categories like flow, delivery, and bars, players pick their best artist and roll the dice for 3 rounds. Each artist has a score that corresponds with the categories. with the best scores out of 3 rounds wins the battle. And of course, bragging rights. So what's the scenario? It's just the right amount of randomness, personal opinion, trash talk, strategy, debate, and music discovery. A perfect way to kill time anywhere we talk. Insert your 2 cents here. So what's the scenario?
And you can pick up yours at cooluniversity.com, all right? Use the link or the code COOL and get free shipping. So what's the scenario, baby?